Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we have one of many articles that was sent by the illustrious Neo the Outflanker. Now, this article was published on the 12th of March. SUV driver slams girlfriend, quote unquote, through a wall, offlining her after heated argument. Gentlemen, what do we say? This is a special shout out to you, Hammerhand. The wall! What? The wall! What? The wall! Nothing on earth can make you fall. Boy, I truly ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A motorist allegedly slammed into his girlfriend on a New Orleans sidewalk, sending her crashing through a wall and offlining her moments after a heated argument, according to police and reports. Anthony Cooper, 31, is facing second-degree termination charges for the alleged fatal ramming of Anastasia Rayborn, 21, after she got out of his Ford Edge SUV and called him, quote-unquote, a fucking bitch. NOLA.com reported, citing court documents. Wow. Talk about the worst time to let your emotions overtake you when someone's behind the wheel of a 3,000 to 4,000 pound machine that they're in control of. Cooper is accused of hitting the gas, quote unquote, at a high rate of speed, hitting Miss Rayborn and slamming her through the wall of a house, according to the court documents reported on by the outlet. Rayborn and Cooper shared a two-year-old during their relationship, which family said was rife with contention, according to reports. Quote unquote, I never really liked him, the victim's sister, Sky Guillory, told WWI. Okay. First and foremost, Rayborn, Guillory. So you already know that right there was definitely a dysfunctional family. The two began dating when Rayborn was just 17 and Cooper was 27. The pair were recently, quote unquote, couch surfing, Guillory said. Boy, I got a lot to say about that when I'm done with the article. Cooper got her a car that he never let her drive and ultimately offlined her with it, she told the station. The sibling also mentioned how she gave Rayburn a quote unquote safe word because of mounting concerns over the toxic relationship that she decided to stay in. Quote unquote, I got her out of the situation more than once, she said. I'm livid. That's how I feel. Once again, if you got her out of said situation and she went back, guess what? That's where she wanted to be. The fatal incident was initially deemed a car accident before it was reclassified as a termination. Cooper was taken into custody at the scene, New Orleans police said. Rayburn was remembered by her sister as a quote-unquote beautiful angel, according to WWI. No, she was an absolute fucking moron who obviously chose a man who, let's just go ahead and call him what he was. He was obviously a piece of shit. But ultimately, like I said, in the end, she is the one that chose him. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in public. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution. We'll just go ahead and say the wall of woe. Gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact. If somebody was on the other side of that wall of that house, guess what? They might have seen that carcass go through it and enter said house. So I'm gonna give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, let's just go ahead and say blunt force trauma via SUV. However, it was the wall that actually did the final offlining. So we'll go ahead and give that a 15. So Anthony, the agonizer Cooper, gets a score of 70. Now, let us circle back around. She was 17 when they initially met. He was 27. Where were the parents? However, like I said, and let me reiterate, these two sisters don't even have the same damn last name. So obviously, that was a broken, dysfunctional family to begin with. The fact that she was 17 and he was 27 and nobody said, hey, you know what? You shouldn't be able to do this. There was no father present to say, hey, Yeah. But like I said, even if there was a father there, which we all know is pretty much there wasn't, she still chose to lay down, reproduce, and ultimately got offlined by a loser. Choices that she made up until the fact that she decided to argue with the said man, call him a bitch, and not realize just how in danger she truly was. But hey, what can we say? The vast majority of women, they've been brought up in a society to believe that no man is going to do anything to them, no matter how much they run off at the mouth, no matter how much they mentally abuse said man. Yeah. But hey, guess what? This is a new environment, ladies. Men are going the fuck off and snapping the fuck out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe that this society is gonna quote unquote protect you in that final moment when you decided to become the bane of the man in your life, guess what? Nope, it's not going to happen. This woman thought she could argue with her boyfriend, call him a bitch, and then just walk off like nothing was going to happen. Oh, no, 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 no. You better understand this, ladies. The power you think this society grants you to be able to be as contentious, as loud, as disrespectful, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are just going to continue to let you get away with disrespecting them, emasculating them, calling us out of our names, all of that stuff, that's going out right along with it. Because I continue to reiterate, when men no longer care about the consequences of their actions, they will act. And once you've become the bane of said man's life, guess what? At that moment, he decides, you know what? I'll go to jail, but I'm going to put your ass in a coffin. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.